Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sunday morning here, New York sports fans. I am Danielle McCartan, and I'll be talking all things New York sports with you right up until the break of dawn, 6 a.m. right here in New York City and beyond. And thanks for tuning in. We've got Nick Theodorou and I. We're live right here in Lower Manhattan. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to get aboard. You already knew that, though. It's already pre-programmed into your phone. I know that. So call me up and be part of the conversation tonight. There are so many things that we have to cover tonight that I'm going to try to get it in the 4 hours that we are together. We've got, here's my goal. I always like to try to talk about all of the major sports in each and every one of my shifts. And tonight, in this order, the game plan, we're going to kick it off with the Giants and their firing of their head coach. We're going to talk about the ineptitude of the Jets. We're going to talk about how Aaron Judge certainly deserved to win the MVP over Cal Raleigh. We're going to talk about how bringing Pete Alonso back to the Mets is an absolute no-brainer for David Stearns. How Edwin Diaz is a perfect match for the Yankees. And Paul Skeen says he wants to be a Yankee, allegedly. So who's untouchable in a trade for Paul Skeen? Theoretically, of course. And then we have to talk about the freak accident that has sidelined Jack Hughes until my count, Sunday, at least Sunday, January 11th. Oofa. So, like I said, we're going to try to get that in all over the next 4 hours. It is an action-packed show, fast-paced show, so when something tickles your fancy, give me a call and let's talk about it. So I wanted to open the show with probably the biggest story, I think, in our professional sports realm, and that is the post-Dayball era is going to open for the New York Giants in the next 23 hours, of course. Game day, 1 p.m. at MetLife Stadium against the Green Bay Packers, no less. And I'm still sitting here trying to make sense of it all, really. And I wanted to start the show this morning by asking the all-important question. What was the number one objective for the New York football Giants in 2025? In this season, what was the number one objective? Say it with me. To develop the rookie quarterback. To develop the rookie quarterback in the meeting rooms. To develop the rookie quarterback with the headset on. To develop the rookie quarterback on the field. And who did the Giants hire with that in mind to develop the rookie quarterback? Not specifically this one, but a rookie quarterback? Oh yeah, Brian Daboll, based on his resume in Buffalo. So was that quarterback development happening this season? Well, we'll never know for sure because Dart was certainly holding his own at the NFL level? I mean, right from the jump. Could you or me develop Dart? Maybe. Maybe not. Could Coach Brian Daboll? I don't know. He never really got the chance to, did he now? So to me, this was not a fair evaluation of the head coach in his own system, finally operating with the quarterback that he specifically chose. Remember, he inherited Daniel Jones. And what about the two standout offensive players that are out for the rest of the season? Malik Nabers in week 4 and Cam Scadabo in week 8. Literally, the two most important non-quarterback pieces of that offense. And I can speak for my own self. I know I would not want to be evaluated on that body of work. And to me, my day job, I'm a teacher for now. To me, I would issue the grade as incomplete because I didn't get to, from an upper management standpoint, this coach finally got to pick his quarterback, and his two top guys offensively go down early on in the season, within the first half of the season, both of them. How do you adjudicate this head coach knowing that situation? If that were me, I was Brian Daboll, I'd be pretty pissed, actually. And for a team, the Giants, that hates firing coaches in season, I think this was a pretty bad mistake. Number one, I question Dart's development under Mike Kafka. I mean, it has the potential to literally fall off a cliff and or just, you know, simply regress. And yes, I know Kafka, before coming to the Giants, worked with Patrick Mahomes. But he's a head coach now. He's not in the quarterback room every day with Jackson Dart. And with the talent level of Mahomes, I doubt he was a product of Mike Kafka. And whether or not Josh Allen was a product of Daboll or the other way around, I mean, the jury's still out on that. But simply this, regardless of all of that, the timing is all wrong. Why would you, Mr. Mara and Mr. Tisch, why would you let this head coach evaluate all these quarterbacks over the past two drafts and then allow him to select one, only to fire him right after Halloween? That doesn't make any sense to me. Now, moving forward, you're going to have to force together a very complicated marriage. A brand new head coach, a second-year quarterback who may or may not have regressed from November 14th throughout the rest of this season, and a general manager. That's like praying for a miracle, not to mention the fact that they might be, I mean, still under contract, still with a job, the offensive coordinator Mike Kafka and the defensive coordinator Shane Bowen, which we'll talk about in a second. I mean, as a head coach, who would sign up for that? That's got to be a miracle for all that to fit together. And maybe changes will happen at the end of the season, and they should. But as of right now, that's looking like a miracle. And logically, I cannot wrap my mind around this. And if this was the plan, then why wasn't the firing of Brian Daboll executed and carried out prior to the start of the season? And even the draft, as far back as the draft, so the new head coach could pick the quarterback that he wanted. And the quarterback could benefit by, oh, what's that word? Consistency? This doesn't make any sense to me. And speaking of the general manager, can we address the fact that Joe Shane should have been handed the brown box to clean out his desk to? What was Brian Daboll supposed to do when Joe Shane let two captains walk in free agency right out from underneath Brian Daboll? And Shane got nothing for him. That's what it means to walk in free agency. He could have traded him. If he knew he was going to release him, he could have traded him. Chose not to and got nothing for him. He let offensive captain Barkley and a defensive captain McKinney go. So what was that about? Barkley won a Super Bowl the very next season with, the Eagles. And Xavier McKinney finished his first season with the Packers, ready for this, with three more interceptions than the entire Giants defense had that season. Combined. All of them. Together. My point being, Joe Shane should be as good as gone at the conclusion of this season. If you're going to let go Brian Daboll, Joe Shane is a package deal with him for sickness and in health. I mean, John Mara hasn't slept since Saquon became an Eagle. I mean, he's got to be tired of this. Oh, and did you see the paparazzi photo of Daboll outside his house in North Jersey this week with a Penn State sweatshirt on? Nowhere along Daboll's journey included a stop at Penn State. And there is no doubt in my mind that that was a dig at Joe Shane for trading Barkley away. And while we're at it, how does Shane Bowen still have a job? I mean, how did Shane Bowen survive the guillotine? How was Brian Daboll the first domino to fall? I mean, Bowen's unit is the worst, most underperforming unit of them all. I mean, look at the Giants' defensive rankings. They're terrible. Quarterback rating allowed, 13th in the league, 13th worst. Passing yards allowed, 9th highest. Rushing yards allowed, worst in the league. Yet Brian Daboll is the first one to get the axe. Make that make sense. And if you don't want to believe me, she's never played football before, obviously, right? Well, this guy has, Dan Orlovsky. Take a listen to a Dan Orlovsky who hit it squarely on the head, told a national audience this week on TV.
I'm of the belief this is a mistake by the New York Giants. It was clear that the quarterback and head coach had something going together, at least this production, performance, and hope. The fourth quarter leads are obviously something that you're sitting there and, you know, killing yourself over. This team lost its best player. And then they lost probably their second or third best, certainly offensive weapon in Scadaboo. The fact that they had built these leads should warrant something. And the reality is this defense that's got a gajillion dollars or early draft picks had 10-point fourth quarter leads four different times this year, and they couldn't find ways to secure the lead either. And so as much as we want to sit there and say, Daboll didn't get it done, a lot of the high-priced defensive talent didn't get it done as well. I think that Brian Daboll and Jackson Dart should have stayed together for at least another year.
Preach. I totally agree. Preach. Can we start to address the defense? Can anybody start talking about the terrible defense that this team has? Who coaches up the defense? Whose job is that? Shane Bowen. Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. So, in the end, I personally am just concerned because I actually really do feel like Jackson Dart has, you know, the making of a franchise quarterback. He's smart. He's decisive. He's smooth. He's a leader. He makes it look effortless. He hates to lose more than he likes to win. And yeah, I did feel the same way about Daniel Jones. You know that. And look what he's doing. Oh, by the way. And yes, the Giants did do everything they could to ruin Jones. And I don't want the same fate for Dart. I don't want Dart on that Daniel Jones hamster wheel, acclimating to new coaches, learning new systems, acclimating to not just new coaching staff, but coordinators. I mean, learning new systems, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, all of these things, right? And even though he's still going to have a voice, the same voice in his helmet, Jackson Dart is, it's still going to be Mike Kafka in there. I understand that. But Kafka said just Friday that he's changed things around the building already. And he rhetorically asked reporters if they've seen the changes. Changes are among that team already. And look, I also know about the concussion evaluations. Concerning. definitely. I look at Tua in Miami. Certainly, Sirius, all of that. But I am old enough to remember when Rex Ryan brought in Joe Girardi to teach Mark Sanchez, a rookie at the time, how to slide. How to quarterback slide and protect the ball. I'm old enough to remember that. And then Mark Sanchez, voila, learned how to do it. So the essential question, I guess, is ultimately, why was Brian Daboll the first and only domino to fall at the Meadowlands? You know, at the Quest Diagnostic Center at the Meadowlands. Why was Brian Daboll the first and only? At the moment, this to me feels like a scapegoat situation.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.